Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time to wake on up, wake up with a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
And a great and wonderful good morning to all you lovely people. Just getting off work, getting ready for work, getting ready for a busy week here, a hot week in the Bay. It was toasty out in the East Bay. San Francisco, I'm sure, has been spectacular. And it's only going to get hotter today, folks. And no team hotter than the San Francisco 49ers, by the way. 2-0, week two officially over after the doubleheader yesterday, in which I gave you the picks, people. If you're doing all the prize picks, doing all the gambling, do whatever you got to do. Joey, I told you, it was Bucks and it was Chargers, and both those teams ended up winning yesterday. Carter, I'm so sorry that you took the L's there yesterday, but that's okay. We'll move on, we'll move forward, and we are moving on and moving forward with one Michael McCorkle Jones. Joe, we've had a day to marinate, and we got a lot of different reactions yesterday on the text line, people calling in, 888-957-9570. You know, people's inclination with the backup quarterback here, it's different how we react than other markets. Let's just be honest. The Bay Area is just different when it comes to quarterback and how we discuss it. You're a historian of the game. You're the biggest San Francisco 49er fan I know. When the backup quarterback gets an opportunity and does well, things are just different. Now, we're not saying there's a quarterback controversy, but the fact that Mac Jones played as well as he did, maybe, just maybe, we don't have to rush Brock Purdy back. Does that sound insane?
No, I don't think that sounds insane at all. I think that... I think Mac Jones shocked a lot of people. And I think for a lot of people that were, you know, already maybe invested emotionally into Mac Jones or thought he could be a really good player, well, your convictions were proved for one game at least that, like, yeah, you were probably right on that. I think we have two stories that America loves kind of happening simultaneously. And look, to the degree of how long Mac plays, how well he plays, like, that is to be determined. I know one thing, Joe. I'm watching games last night. America loves two story arcs, whether it's in movies, whether it's in our politicians, whether, I know that's a hot button topic right now, or whether it's our athletes. We love a rags to riches story. Scarface. I mean, this guy coming from another country, working his way on up to the top of the pyramid, is the greatest of all time, only to get blown out at the end.
The world is yours.
You know, boxing as a sport has always had a rags-to-riches feel to it. You know, my great-great-grandfather was an Irish immigrant. He used to box people for money. That's how he made a living. And we know that the sport has always been, I would say, of the poor to make it to be rich. Roberto Duran, who I just got an opportunity to meet a week ago, you know, is one of the great rags to riches stories who overcame just unbelievable levels of poverty. Kurt Warner, bagging groceries. Brock Purdy, seventh round pick. You could look all across sports in Hollywood, and just culture in general, we see tons and tons of rags-to-riches story. Purdy's one of them. The other story arc that America absolutely loves is the redemption story arc. You were someone at the top for whatever reason. Maybe you were too arrogant. Maybe for whatever reason, some sort of substance abuse or addiction or some force kind of knocked you off course.
Injury.
Yep. Injury, absolutely. And you are forced to eat humble pie in the face of America as we laugh at you, and then you crawl your way back. And as I watched Baker Mayfield last night, and I see him winning a game-winning drive, and I'm rewatching this morning the entire little drive there, America loves Baker this morning. Think about where we were when the Cleveland Browns got rid of him, and he went to the Carolina Panthers, and he's on the practice squad running as a D tackle in practice, and that image of him lining up as a D lineman. He goes to the Rams for 5 seconds through one pass. Why are you scoffing?
Because I remember Baker Mayfield, Thursday Night Football against the Raiders. They had no business winning that game, and he comes in literally off the scrap heap and wins. It's incredible. Man. It's incredible.
Joe, Baker Mayfield has now hit the redemption arc. And what does America think of Baker Mayfield?
I love him. Did you watch him yesterday, that game-winning drive? He is what you want in a quarterback. Getting into the opposition's face, has the swagger, the intangibles, gritty. Yes. He's fun.
Mm. Couple of the greatest movies of all time, Good Will Hunting. It's about a redemption arc of a young man who's extremely troubled, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it just, the pursuit of happiness.
Yeah.
The redemption arc of going from rags to riches and overcoming homelessness.
Rocky.
Right. I mean, think of some of the people in music and in sports who have fallen on their face. Johnny Cash, Robert Downey Jr., Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Only to fix their life in some form or fashion and then make it to the height of heights. I mean, I could think of guys like Josh Hamilton, Sean Livingston. You bring up an injury, and I think of Sean Livingston was a top 10 pick, had his knee blown up. He is one of our favorite players. You bring up the name Sean Livingston to a Bay Area sports fan, what do they think? They just smile. It's a great redemption story. Michael Vick. Yeah. Steve Young was a redemption story.
Yeah.
Steve Young, top pick, USFL, goes to the Browns after the USFL folds and just falls flat on his face. He's one of my favorite athletes of all time because of the journey and the crucible that he went through. No, I don't think he's better than Joe Montana. So I get to Mac Jones and I say to myself, this is a guy that fell flat on his face. Mac Jones was perceived as arrogant. He hit, the greatest coach of all time. Of course he's going to be good. And then basically makes the playoffs in year one, and everything falls around him. And I think that he was a victim of circumstance, probably hubris, because I do believe he was, you know, on some level, rubbed a lot of people in New England the wrong way. You talk to Jermaine Wiggins, feels like they're really angry at him.
They do not like him. Jermaine Wiggins.
Why?
Whoever was it, Ballou, the guy's last name who covers the Jaguars, our sister station down there, he was not a fan of Mac Jones. I don't get it. It seemed like maybe they were just toeing the water and carrying it for the organization and wanted to blame the quarterback. And I even called Jermaine out on this a little bit. I was just like, you guys were a dumpster fire and put him in no position to succeed after you got rid of Josh McDaniels, or Josh McDaniels got rid of you, quite frankly, moved on to the Raiders. You bring in Matt Patricia to be his OC. You don't draft anyone well. When's the last time the Patriots actually drafted a good wide receiver there? Seriously. They drafted Gronk. That's about it.
I mean, that was like 2011.
Exactly. They got Edelman, and Wes Welker wasn't there initially with the Patriots, right? Didn't he come from the Dolphins? Well,
I don't remember.
Even
been like 2010.
Exactly.
It was a long, long time ago.
That's what I'm saying. So they didn't put him in a position to succeed.
No, but he fell flat on his face, and then then he ends up having to be the backup to the number one overall pick. And then that guy gets hurt and he gets an opportunity. Jacksonville this morning is like, where is Mac Jones? It's crazy. It's crazy.
Not only Jacksonville, a bunch of teams need a backup right now because quarterbacks, I don't know if you saw that injury report yesterday, Joey. They're going down.
Oh, they're going down like crazy. But it is funny how the Niners currently, right now, have two of the basically America's favorite storylines going on simultaneously. You have the Brock Purdy rags to riches story, and he's your franchise quarterback. But also you've got this smaller redemption song story, as I go Bob Marley on you, guru. And I love the redemption arc. I think it's one of my favorite arcs in life and in sports. I can relate to it. I think we all on some level can relate to it where you've done something or you were flawed in some way and you made changes. Things started to fall into place and then opportunity knocked and you stuck your foot in the door. And now we view you different. And so I don't know where this Mac Jones thing's going. Joe, it might just be that one game. Brock Purdy might come back this week. He might just come back this week. But I gotta say, for somebody that I didn't have a whole lot of an affinity for, I'm loving this Mac Jones story. It's just a great story.
888-957-9570 is the number to call or text. And by the way, shout out to those watching on YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. It's a good point because the Bay Area in particular, we have some of the greatest comeback stories of all time. Mm. I mean, a guy that won a Heisman Trophy here, a guy that was a draft pick in the first round to the New England Patriots, a guy that was Rookie of the Year that got, benched and battered and bruised, kind of like Mac Jones, not to the extent because Jim Plunkett obviously did more in college, but that's the guy I'm mentioning, Jim Plunkett, who ended up being a backup and playing for the San Francisco 49ers, who ended up being a backup for the Raiders, got his opportunity and ran away with it and won a couple Super Bowls after getting benched again after winning a first Super Bowl, Joe. That is probably the ultimate comeback. You mentioned Steve Young. We didn't bring up Alex Smith, who everyone wrote off. Great redemption arc. I mean, hell, the fact that he came back not only from that, but Joe, the guy almost died. The guy's leg, no, seriously, the guy almost had to get his leg amputated. It got septic. It got bad in Washington. And for him to be able to come back after getting parts of his leg shaven off and finishing on his own terms, like, yes, we absolutely love a comeback story. And yeah, this story could end after 1 week.
It could be.
It could. But you know what? I'm going to be rooting for him every day. Like, and that's what I want to get at, too. And I think that's where you're getting on. We should be getting behind Mac Jones.
We should be getting behind all of them. Yes. If you're a Niner fan, who cares who's under center? Like, just make it work. If the Tinkerbell, pixie dust starts to evaporate, and for whatever reason it's a one game only, well, you won the one game. Exactly. Then you probably weren't going to win with a lesser backup quarterback. And so I think this is a beautiful little thing that's going on right now for the Niners. Dave Gervecki is a guy that is beloved for his redemption arc. And to this day, you bring up the name Dave Gervecki, and because of the real life situation of cancer and everything like that and losing his arm, people get choked up. I think the redemption story, Barry Zito is a great example that I'm seeing here in the YouTube chat. Barry Zito fell flat on his face. Yeah. Hubris, I think anger, I think looking from within. He even admitted, like, he took shortcomings and he didn't work as hard as he had prior to getting the money. And he fell flat on his face. And he was rooting against the Giants in 2010. When you bring up the name Barry Zito, people don't immediately think of one of the biggest busts in free agent history. They go, wow, 2012, huh? Well, those handful of games, he won that World Series game against Verlander. Like, there's two stories America loves, and I'll go to my deathbed with this. We love a rags-to-riches story, Dwight Clark on line one, and we love the redemption arc. We love it.
What is the best comeback story in Bay Area sports history, I wonder? I'm sure we'll get a lot, and I want to hear from the people today. 888-957-9570 is the number to call or text. The Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line is we're coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco, because we've literally mentioned like 10, 15, like the Bay Area, I'm telling you. We're the comeback sports town. We love a comeback story.
We really do.
We're suckers for it.
I mean,
we are.
I think of like the way we view Navarro Bowman.
Yes.
It wasn't because he was great when he came back. It was the fact that he fought to come back at all.
Klay Thompson. Are you kidding me? Two devastating injuries. And yes, has he been the same Klay since those? No. But you know what? Those types of injuries change you. But obviously physically, but mentally too. Those are
no doubt.
I don't wish that on anyone. I mean, the thing that he loved the most, he couldn't do for a long time. And he had to sit there and act like everything's okay and try to be the same old Clay, because everyone wants him to be the same old Clay, but people change.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that was, he had to wrestle through that. And, you know, everyone's like, oh, why is Clay so surly? Why is he so angry his final year with the Warriors, obviously? Why he's such a Debbie Downer? I was like, well, the guy's clearly not the same player, and it's very difficult for him to wrap his mind around. And the fact that he was able to come back from not only the ACL but an Achilles injury too and contribute to a championship-winning team, I mean, how could you not love it? I'll always root for Clay because of that, too, and for what he means for the Warriors. Splash, brother.
Well, and going back to like a kind of underdog, rag-to-riches story, in the NBA, if you just look at like the top 10 greatest players of all time, almost all of them, outside of like Kobe and Steph Curry, have been drafted 1, 2, or 3.
Yeah.
Very few of them are coming outside of 1, 2, or 3. It's just, it's so rare. If you just go look, like Kareem, like Jordan, Shaq.
The person that, I didn't mean to cut you off, you're on fire. Like, Jokic might have the only opportunity where it's out of nowhere. Like, no one. He was drafted during a Taco Bell commercial.
It's
all right?
And that is absurd.
Not the Quesarito.
Right? It's absolutely absurd. But, like, part of what makes Steph Curry's entire rise to prominence so unique is, like, being drafted, whatever, 7th overall. In the NBA, that is like being drafted in the 4th or 5th round. Because just the way that the sport works, it's very different than the other sports. And so, we love those two story arcs, the rags to riches story, and we love the redemption arc. It's one of the ones, like, I think of Ricky Williams, for example. Like, Ricky Williams, I love Ricky Williams. Dude, I will always root for Ricky Williams.
The black visor's so sick. I've always, only because of Ricky, the visor, I've always been in
completely
on.
Misunderstood.
Yes.
Completely ahead of his time. I mean, it's honestly ridiculous that we suspended this guy for years on end for smoking weed instead of injecting painkillers and going down that rabbit hole. I mean, it's absolutely absurd, quite frankly.
It's a great point. And if he played in today's, like, I often think about, you know, players that could have thrived in today's world. And it's unfortunate they had to play in a certain time, and Ricky Williams is absolutely one of them. I think we like to go like from a sports angle, but from like a human level, Ricky in today's society, we would have had a lot more empathy and sympathy for a guy like that. But and I'm glad you mentioned all the different drugs, and they're still doing it, and it's ridiculous. And the fact that, and I don't want to go on a tangent here, but the fact that you know marijuana is still considered in some states just like a whatever class, whatever 1, 2, 3 drug. It's ridiculous, quite frankly. And 888-957-9570. Why are we talking about comeback stories? Well, we might be witnessing one with Mac Jones. And listen, we're not overreacting here. It's one game against the New Orleans Saints on the road. It was, hey, listen, 3 touchdowns. All right, he threw the ball a bunch. He had one mistake, but it might blossom into something.
Or it might end on Sunday.
And it might end.
And Brock Purdy might just come back.
He might.
And he never looks back, right? Who knows where it's going? But for one day, can we just sink into it and enjoy the redemption story for Mac Jones? I think he's earned it. And if clearly his teammates are responding to him. Did you guys see the tunnel when they showed the boombox? Did you see who came out at the front of the tunnel in the boombox?
Who came out?
It was Trent Williams. It was D'Amore Lenore, and it was Mac Jones. Like, his teammates love him. And look, maybe they think he's just the backup and that's all that he thinks he is. But good for him, dude. Like, honestly, good for him. And this is a guy I wrote off. This is a guy I didn't want the Niners to trade 3 picks to go get him. I was wrong. Like, this guy can play. This guy can play in Shanahan's system. And for 1 week, he had a magical redemption.
I mean, why not Mac Jones? We're seeing Daniel Jones do it, who everyone wrote off. I thought he was cooked. I thought it was over.
Totally.
He's looked incredible. Again, first 2 weeks. Hell. Sam Darnold. We all wrote Sam Darnold off. We were laughing at the 49ers playing in Minnesota last year, Joe. I know. We were all laughing. And then what happened? He won the game, and he had an incredible season, and he finished, what, 8th in the MVP voting last year? He was incredible. He had a big win last week, too, against the Steelers. Geno Smith, a guy that everyone's...
Great call on Geno.
Everyone's laughing at him this morning because he didn't look very good. Divisional game.
No,
that's fine.
Salvaged his career. He's 35 years old, and he's stuck around a hell of a lot longer than a lot less stronger-willed individuals would.
Again, you mentioned Steve Young here. The quarterback's alone here. Joe Montana, who was written off in San Francisco, goes to Kansas City, has success. Rich Gannon, who... No, everyone. He was a backup forever. Journeyman. Wins an MVP. Like, we love these things. I think of a guy... Again, we're going Oakland Raiders here. Darren Waller, a guy that was written off. He had
really
a drug problem that he has been very open with, a mental health problem that he's been struggled with his whole life leading up to that. gets clean, becomes an all-pro.
Well, I think I'm a little older than some of you guys. You guys probably don't even know this, but like Don Nelson saving Chris Mullin's life is things that like sticks in my head. Now, Chris Mullin had his own alcohol addictions that he's talked about for a long, long time. And not only did it save his career, it saved his life. I mean, how special is that? You know, my dad was a big recovery guy. He was in NA and AA, and it really changed his life. Like, it truly did. And he lived like 7 or 8 different versions of his life. And the one that I was most proud of was the one that he became after he got sober. And that redemption arc for him was something that he embraced and he lived through. And all of the friends and all of the people that he touched and that those that touched him, that helped him, like, that saved his life for me and for us. And so, like, the redemption story to me is something I think every single one of us that's listening right now can relate to. Why not rally around this guy? Even if it ends Sunday, who cares? Let's go, Mac Jones.
888-957-9570. Talking comeback stories in Bay Area sports history. What's your favorite? And what's a comeback you would like to see next? Hey, I know a lot of people, a lot of Niner fans are still like rooting for Trey Lance and seeing him get an opportunity potentially. Maybe he does get another opportunity. Are Niner fans rooting to see Jimmy Garoppolo have another comeback type of story? Hell, the greatest of all time, Tom Brady, was written off. What does he do? Goes to the Bucs, wins the Super Bowl. Like, these things happen
with
throughout
Bruce Arians, who was written off because he was too old to coach.
And Todd Bowles, the defensive coordinator, who's written off as a head coach. It was a great redemption story, and we see it every single year. Let's talk about it. 888-957-9570 is the number. We got Brian Baldinger joining us at 7:30. Dave Fleming, 9:20. Not quite a redemption story, but it is a story nonetheless. Bryce Eldridge making his Giants debut in the desert yesterday. We'll discuss that. Plus a lot more talking about Mac Jones and the faith we have in him going forward. It's going to be brought to you by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No one thought Stephen Curry was going to be what he turned into be.
Blow it up!
Everyone wrote off Klay Thompson. Who thought Draymond Green was going to be a Hall of Famer? Well, he is. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. There you go. Jimmy Butler. He got in my ear. Carter did. People wrote off Jimmy Butler. Look up
He's both. He's a rags to riches story and a redemption
arc. His life is talking about fighting through adversity and fighting for your life. That is the Jimmy Butler story. This guy, like, mentally, he's got to be one of the strongest people I know of. Like, it's pretty incredible, his entire arc.
Trent Williams had brain cancer at one point or something in the skull. If I'm not exactly explaining what it was, but I mean, he had life-threatening type stuff.
Yes.
And then you have, like, the sports redemption arcs of guys like Ryan Vogelsong and Travis Ishikawa to rise up and have unbelievable moments in the face of adversity.
And obviously, you go to the movies. You mentioned Rocky. Hell, and unfortunately, it's on my TV screen right now, and we have to, kind of talk about the news, the breaking news, Robert Redford passing away at the age of 89, Academy Award winner, nominee, all of that, one of the greatest actors, American actors of all time. You think of, the movies The Natural, right? Roy Hobbs, a guy that literally, he thought his career was over, and he's the old guy. He gets in, if you haven't seen a Magic Bat, he's an old man playing the game, and then he turns into, one of the greats, and that's what happens, and he thought his career was over. But just, as we're talking about career comebacks and comeback stories in general, we just love it in America, I think more so than any other country. We do. Maybe it's because of how our nation was founded. We're trying to get away, trying to do our own thing. The British come over here trying to do their monarchy, and they're like, no, we're not in with that. So we try to break away and do our own thing, and that's what we love about sports, too. And we got a lot of people want to join the phone lines, Joey. Let's go to them. Let's go to start it off with Jeffrey in Livermore. Wants to talk about
Jeff.
Some of the best comeback stories in the Bay Area. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, good morning. Wanted to really talk about Dave Stewart. Back when the A's signed him in the mid-'80s, he was bouncing around, personal problem, malcontent, a lot of off-field stuff going on, and between the A's and himself, he turned his life around to be one of the most feared pitchers of the era.
That's a great call.
Most effective. I mean, that stare still puts fear in people. And he's used that platform, for beyond the field. So it's been great.
Yeah, he's one of the greatest postseason pitchers of all time. I don't say that lightly.
No. he's
amazing.
And one of the most intimidating pitchers of all time, too. Just ask any batter during that era. No one wanted to face Dave Stewart, obviously 3-time World Series champion, all-star, and the pride of Oakland, California. I always respected Dave because he wears Oakland on his sleeve, and he always reps for the East Bay and just the Bay Area in general. And we love him. He's a friend of the show and friend of the program.
I do believe there's also this quality about the Bay Area in particular.
Yeah.
People move here for reasons.
Yep.
They're trying to find gold. That was one of the original reasons.
Yeah.
Maybe they were part of a monastery or a mission. But like for the most part, this is an area that has attracted people to restart their lives.
And they're accepting.
Exactly. Yeah. For X, Y, and Z reasons. Yeah. And I'm talking decades. You can go way back, whether it's seeking money in the mining fields, in the mountains of the Sierra foothills, or whether it's just trying to, create a new life for yourself through immigration, or whether it's trying to work here in tech from other parts of the country. I mean, there is a aspect to the Bay Area. We will always be a transient area, meaning people are always going to be coming here and planting their flag and trying to make this their home. And so there's an element of redemption and rags to riches that this particular market has, similar to New York.
Yeah, that's a great point. We got Brian in Palo Alto. I knew it was going to be a great show because I saw BPA on the lines early this morning, Joey. We got early BPA. I didn't know you're up this early, Brian. Good morning.
Hey, early meeting in San Francisco, so I'm on the Silicon Valley to SF commute. So
nice.
Hanging out down at the Salesforce convention?
No. Hell no, dude. My redemption story is Joe, right? And, you know, when Bill Walsh and all the local writers, Glenn Dickey, Lowell Cohn, were trying to bury Joe in, like, 1987, 1988, and Walsh wanted to put him in a coffin. And Joe, what did Joe do? He ends up winning the job back and almost winning three straight Super Bowls. And that was probably the most rewarding redemption story, just kind of one of the most rewarding eras of sports in the Bay Area, I think, just because everybody thought Joe was done and that era of the Niners was over. And then to, like, get a second pass at it was just, it was awesome, right? To see Joe, you know,
such a great call.
It was just a very special thing. And, and super stoked about Mac Jones and more stoked about the four rookie starter, maybe long-term starters, that including Colby. By the way, Colby was literally light years better than Bartsch. Bartsch should not see the field again. But
I agree with that. Bartsch has played four games. Thanks, and he's been injured three times.
Yeah, I know. Well, Sam was asking this morning. He's like, "Oh, like we were talking about the injury report because the latest came out yesterday. Kyle Shanahan's conference call, and I know you were super, as Niner fans should be, he was super concerned. He's like, "All right, what injuries did we have that we didn't talk about on Sunday? We hope another quarterback injury isn't on the horizon." But it was Juwan Jennings with the ankle. Spencer Burford with the knee is going to be day to day. And then I was like, "Okay, those are the two big ones." Sam's like, "What about Ben Bartsch?" I was like, oh, he's already in the back of my mind. Connor Colby took that job. Ben Bartsch isn't getting that job back. It's Connor Colby season, baby. He was 100% in pass protection, Joe, on Sunday. 100%.
I love it. He brought up Joe, and I think this is important. A lot of, like, Niner fans, we've gotten so insecure. Why are we so angry about Mac Jones performing well?
I told you yesterday, quarterback insecurity is a real thing here.
But, like, going back to the Bill Walsh era with Joe Montana, Joe broke his back, okay? Jim Burt famously sent him to the hospital in a playoff game, and he was underperforming, and he got yanked in a playoff game. I'm just going to say that. He got yanked in a playoff game, and they had traded for Steve Young in 87, and they put Steve Young into the back end of that Minnesota Viking loss where Anthony Carter went absolutely crazy, and the Vikings, to a man, were saying, that's the future of the NFL right there, as they're coming off the field, pointed Steve Young. Joe was getting yo-yoed in and out of the lineup the first 6-7 weeks of the season. First drive down in New Orleans, they get into the red zone, and Joe has to come off the field, and here comes Steve Young into the field. Like, Harris Barton, Jesse Sapolo, all the linemen had to go to Bill Walsh and say, you have to stop yo-yoing the quarterback, and you need to stick with one. And they went around the room, and they asked every single coach who you're voting for. And Joe ended up winning out. They stuck with Joe that year. They went on a magical run. They win the 88 Super Bowl. Comes back, probably one of his two finest years in a row, 89-90. And they should have won three in a row. He's 100% correct. So Joe himself, the coaches themselves, say that the pushing of Steve Young elevated Joe at practice, elevated Joe's performance in the game, elevated the competition level across the team. Why are we worried about Mac Jones playing well in a game? We know that Brock is the man. We know that he has been paid handsomely. If Mac, even if he pushes him a little to give Purdy some insecurity deep, like forget roster depth chart, just within Brock Purdy, why is that a bad thing? Why is internal pressure and pride and trying to out-duel someone, like all of us have had competitions on some level for a job, for the team that we play on, those battles, you're better for them. They make you better. They don't make you worse. Nothing's worse than being handed something that you didn't really necessarily earn. And Brock wasn't handed anything. He earned everything that he's gotten. But if Mac pushes him even just a little, isn't that a good thing?
It's great.
Why is that a bad thing?
Iron sharpens iron.
Exactly.
You need creative tension. You don't think that Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, some of the best of all time, that when those teams drafted other quarterbacks, the Jordan Loves of the world, right? Aaron Rodgers himself. We're just going to Green Bay in general.
Yeah.
You can just use Green Bay as the template for creative tension at the quarterback position, and it works every single time. And they've always, it's kind of ridiculous that they've been able to luck into, not luck, I know that they drafted these guys, but Brett Favre Actually, they didn't draft Brett Favre, but they got Brett
they
Favre.
Traded for him.
Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers to Jordan Love. Pretty freaking good. By the way, we'll continue this conversation on the other side. Skills and Vallejo, Will and Petaluma. We will get to you on the other side.
I just don't get why Niner fans are so insecure over Mac playing well. This is a great thing. Don't you want to have a great backup quarterback? Look around the NFL. We're going to talk about this. Look around the NFL. How many teams would die to have Mac Jones starting because their guy's injured right now?
A lot of them. This segment, by the way, is going to be brought to you by Moderna. 888-957-9570 is the number to call or text. The Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Brian Baldinger coming up, 7:30, Baldy Breakdowns. And if you want to ask Brian a question, like one of Shasky or I'd ask, because I'm not putting you on air, Baldy, we only got 30 minutes with him. I'm talking to him, Shasky talking to him. But if you have a question, maybe that's good enough, text it in. Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. I will do my best to try and ask said question. It's got to be a good one, though, on 95.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Seventh game. I mean, doesn't get more iconic than that. So rest in peace, Robert Redford, 89 years old, passed away this morning. We're talking about great comeback stories and comeback arcs right now. At 888-957-9570, Brian Baldinger will be joining us at 7:30. We'll ask some of Baldy's favorite comeback stories in sports or in life, quite frankly, because we're talking about Mac Jones. You know, this was a guy that started off with so much success, coming from Alabama, winning a national championship, Joe. All the stars aligned there in that whole season. People want to poo-poo it. People want to say it's the COVID year. Oh, he wasn't really challenged. Yeah, anyone could do that. He's thrown to Jerry Jeudy. He's got Devontae Smith, Najee Harris. The list goes on. We know Alabama's got great, great recruiting there, and they got great players. That being said, he played well enough to like legitimately earn to be a first-round pick in a loaded quarterback class. Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, Trey Lance, Zach Wilson. He was a part of those conversations. And he made the playoffs as a rookie. And since then, he was dealt a bad hand. Now, some of that's on him, but a lot of that's also on coaching. I will say both is comparable, but I do think we put more on him than is rightfully deserved. A lot of that deserves to be on the horrible dumpster fire that New England Patriots became with Bill Belichick. The horrible dumpster fire that is the Jacksonville Jaguars, who have been, quite frankly, a dumpster fire my entire life. So I am rooting for Mac Jones. It's 1 week, and he looked good. You're rooting for him? Niner fans, gather, rally around this guy. Why? And that's what I would also ask. If you're not rallying around Mac Jones, what the hell are you doing as a fan? And I don't think that's a majority of it. But there is something to be said about quarterback insecurity here in the Bay, more so than any other, you know, market, major media market, major, you know, sports market. We just get very sensitive about the quarterback position here. And we're not saying Brock Purdy is going to get pushed aside here, people. We're not. But we're talking about comeback stories because of Mac Jones. Maybe he's going to be the next comeback story after we saw Sam Darnold. We've seen Baker Mayfield. We've seen Geno Smith. Who knows, Joey? Who knows?
So if you're waking up this morning and maybe you aren't as dialed into fantasy football, or maybe you're just not dialed into the NFL as much, Joe Burrow expected to miss 3 months.
Yep.
Okay? It's one of the best quarterbacks in the game. Out. Done. Okay? Huge downer for them. And they're 2-0 team. Then you look at Justin Fields. Jets starting quarterback. He's in concussion protocol. Vikings quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, probably going to miss a couple of games because of a high ankle sprain. Mm. Then the news came out that Jaden Daniels suffered a knee sprain on Thursday, and now he's day-to-day.
Ouch.
Brock Purdy obviously already missed a game. Wouldn't every one of those teams love to have Mac Jones right now?
Yes, I got to look at the backup quarterbacks there, but I think it's Tyrod Taylor in New York. I'm taking Mac Jones over him.
I think Carson Wentz.
Carson Wentz for the Vikings. Yep. I'm taking Mac over Carson Wentz. I got Jake Browning for the Bengals. Mm-hmm. Now, Jake Browning's an interesting one because as a backup, he's actually been pretty good there. But mm-hmm. I'm probably still taking Mac Jones with the totality of everything. But Jake, for that system, sure, you can do that.
And then you have Marcus Mariota backing
up. I'm taking Mac Jones over Marcus Mariota. Yes, I am.
We're in a very fortunate situation, yeah. The Niners are. If I put any one of those guys, Tyrod Taylor, Wentz, Mariota, Jake Browning. I don't think they win on Sunday.
No. I don't feel as good about them heading into this. Like, this particular matchup against the Cardinals, I don't feel good about any of those other guys.
I would agree.
Yeah.
And remember, you got to run Shanahan's system. So, yep. Look, it's one game. The guy played a great one game. And I think you just kind of ride that out and see until either the pixie dust stops getting sprinkled or, you know, we just allow Brock Purdy to fully heal. Seeing how devastating the Joe Burrow injury is, like, he has a similar type of an injury. It's a more severe, grade 3?
I think the grade 3 is a complete tear, which is what Burrow has, which is why they need surgery. Purdy sounds like he has a grade 2, which is a slight tear, which can get better in a couple weeks.
But if you follow turf toe just in general, these are serious injuries that have ended lots and lots of careers.
Hall of Fame careers. Jack Lambert being probably one of the most prominent ones early on, obviously, with the Steelers, the Steel Curtain. Patrick Willis, we know. So, like, these are tough guys, tough dudes, and it's the big toe gets in the way.
And as I look at this entire, like, sequence of games, you've got Arizona this week. Jacksonville next week. Jacksonville, if Purdy were to return, would be 3 weeks from the injury. But you have to turn around and play on Thursday Night Football against the Rams on October 2nd. Right? Do you really want to risk having your quarterback who's dealing with a pretty serious injury? I know we can, it's just a toe. No. Like, as Burrow would say this morning, and it's extremely important.
Yes. Well, it's on your foot. You got it. And if he's a mobile quarterback, if that's his game's predicated on him being able to scramble around, Joe, yeah, it's one thing if he was a statue Tom Brady type of quarterback. It'd be one thing there where, you know, he's moving around the pocket. Not saying it's not important.
Yeah, but mobility wasn't one of the things he hung his hat on.
No, it's one of the things that Brock Purdy hangs his hat on, which is why a lot of Niner fans are saying, pump the brakes on Mac Jones. I don't think he wins us the game in week one.
Which I agree
with. Yeah, maybe not. Maybe. I don't know.
I agree that Purdy is one of the few guys that's winning that game.
Maybe, but also maybe the game plan looks different with Mac Jones in there. So I don't, like, again, I don't know. I'm not sure. We can meet in the middle there. By the way, the latest from Matt Barrow's talking about it, why we're talking about this right now, The Athletic, in his piece yesterday, quote, the 49ers don't seem inclined to rush Purdy back, in part because they have so much faith in Mac Jones.
So remove the words quarterback controversy. Just remove that out of your thought process.
Okay.
Just helping the Niners win long term. I think you just go week to week with Mac Jones and see how it is for the time being, and you do everything you can to get Purdy as healthy as can be with limiting whatever, you know, obviously you can't minimize it, or I guess you can't make it 0%, but minimizing as best you can the ability that he might get re-injured, right? And I'm the reason I'm saying this is, to play him in the Jacksonville game, I'm talking about Purdy, let's say he comes back after 3 weeks and then turn around and play 4 days later, does that make him more likely to get hurt again? Because that's what I don't want to have happen. I don't want to have Brock Purdy, who I'm paying all this money to, who is the franchise quarterback, to come back prematurely and then open himself up to get injured and then maybe lost for the year. Because I think if he's lost for the year, we would all agree that's a devastating blow.
I mean, the best case scenario in all of this and what we're hoping for is Brock takes all the time he needs. Maybe it's the full 5 weeks, and the Niners go undefeated. That is the best case scenario with Mac Jones.
Yeah,
I think everyone would love that. That being said, you know what we're talking about then at that point. Oh, your backup quarterback just won 5 straight games, and I'm assuming looking pretty good while doing it. Oh, interesting. Maybe Brock, maybe you take more time. Maybe you take, you know what, even another week. But this is this is why I'm playing devil's advocate here, in a way.
But I don't
that's
see why
people
it's a bad
freak
thing.
Out. It's not. It'd be the best thing for him.
Exactly.
We keep referencing the Cowboys doc, you know, America's Team doc on Netflix. You know, talk about Steve Berline when he took over for Troy Aikman because he was dealing with what, the concussions.
Yeah.
And you know what? It ended up being the right thing at the right time because you needed to keep winning the games, and you needed to protect your investment. And we knew Troy was the investment of that team. Everyone knew that Troy Aikman was going to be the guy going forward. And he ended up being that guy going forward. Now he found out that he took one too many shots to the head. He had to retire early. And that was unfortunate for him. But in the time, Jimmy Johnson, who Hall of Fame head coach, knew it was the right move to stick with the hot hand and keep your investment safe. Because at this point, with $200 million attached to him, Brock Purdy is what for this organization? He's an investment, Joey.
Yes.
And you keep your investment safe, and that is the best case scenario in all of this, is if you can keep winning, stay over 500, Mac Jones is your quarterback, and Brock gets all the time he needs to heal. Because the last thing you want, as you're saying, is him to rush back, and then you get like a...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.